From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, April 18th. Coming up, proposals to capture and store carbon dioxide underground in the Midwest have created some unusual alliances between farmers and environmentalists. That story from Katie Pikus in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones is condemning dozens of racist messages sent to a black student group. Last week, Black Students for Revolution started an online survey to ask how the university could better represent its black students. They received at least 70 racist messages in return. The group posted screenshots of the messages, including one that read, "Kill all N-words," 16 times. Other messages called for the beheading or elimination of black people. Chancellor Jones, who is black, asked the university community to join him in condemning and rejecting the hateful texts. He says any new messages should be reported to 911. Black Students for Revolution plans to meet about its next steps on Thursday. A pop-up shop in Champaign is offering free dresses and other formal wear for prom season. As Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports, the clothing is donated from the community.
The prom dress giveaway is back for its second year. Urbana High School student Journey Hibbler says it can lessen the worries of finding the right outfit for the big night.
It's nice to know that there's something held in the community for us to be able to get stuff that we need without having to worry about missing shoes or a dress or all that stuff.
Hibbler found a plus-size dress, which she said was difficult to find at the other places she looked at. The shop will offer its free service until the end of the month. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
In 2022, there were 32 indicated child deaths from abuse and neglect in central Illinois. For that reason, a local donut shop is raising funds and awareness about child abuse prevention. For every blue box for child abuse prevention sold, Industrial Donut in Champaign is donating 20% of the sale to local child advocacy groups, Crisis Nursery and CASA. Laura Brown is the Director of Development for Champaign County CASA.
I believe that children need a community around them to help them grow in healthy ways. And when a child has experienced abuse or neglect, they need that even more.
CASA works to advocate on behalf of children in court. Brown says they appreciate the awareness this promotion does to support their cause. 2023 has already been an active year for tornadoes, with multiple outbreaks across the Midwest and South at the end of last month. As Eric Schmidt reports for Harvest Public Media, these storms are becoming more frequent east of the Great Plains.
Over the past 40 years, storm researchers have documented a steady rise in the number of tornadoes forming in states east of the Mississippi River. Victor Gensini is a professor of meteorology at Northern Illinois University, who published a paper on the topic in 2018. He says updated figures from that research show the trend isn't slowing down.
That increasing frequency along and east of the Mississippi River is incredibly important for society. We are essentially more vulnerable as you move east because we have a greater population density. We have more assets, right? A bigger human exposure.
Gensini says communities in the Midwest and South need to be prepared since it only takes a single tornado to cause massive damage. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eric Schmid.
Still to come, carbon dioxide pipeline proposals have created some unusual alliances between farmers and environmentalists. That story from Katie Pikus is coming up next on 217 Today.
German actress Amelia Schuele stars as France's final queen, Marie Antoinette, in a new historical drama from PBS. Marie Antoinette is just a teenager when she marries Louis XV and must learn how to navigate the etiquette of her new home in France. The young queen attempts to recreate Versailles in her own free, independent, and feminist image, even as other royals undermine her. Learn how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. The Biden administration wants the U.S. carbon footprint to be at net zero by 2050. As part of that goal, the federal government is offering big incentives to remove carbon dioxide, including from ethanol plants. There are three major pipeline proposals that would capture CO2 from ethanol plants around the Midwest and store it underground. But as Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports, while the ethanol industry is fully on board, others question the climate benefits.
In Iowa, ethanol is huge. The state is the top corn producer, and half of Iowa's corn is used to make ethanol, mostly for gasoline fuel blends. The three companies proposing to capture CO2 from ethanol plants and pipe it out of the state say they'll lower ethanol's carbon emissions and help the farming economy. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw has dire warnings for the state's ethanol industry if the carbon pipeline projects don't happen here.
If Iowa screws this up, we're in big trouble. We will absolutely lose a huge chunk of our industry and put the Iowa ag economy in a tailspin.
California and some other states have fuel standards that are pushing ethanol to lower its carbon emissions. Shaw says the pipelines will help ethanol stay viable. But there's a lot of controversy over the pipelines, even among farmers. Jeff Reins grows corn and soybeans in northeast Iowa. Practically all of his corn goes to an ethanol plant you can see from his farm.
Here, we're directly west of the Shell Rock Poet ethanol plant, approximately a short mile away.
Reins was skeptical when he first heard of the pipelines. Then he learned that the ethanol plant near his farm had signed onto one of the projects and a pipeline would cross part of his farm.
This is some of the best farmland the good Lord has entrusted us with to be stewards of, and it's just a shame to think that just for private gain that they're going to put that scar across our land.
Reins says pipeline companies are being heavily subsidized while farmers will lose productive ground. There are farmers across the Midwest who agree and oppose CO2 pipelines, largely over property rights and safety concerns. That's bringing farmers and environmentalists together in an unusual alliance. Jess Mazur of the Iowa chapter of the Sierra Club argues carbon pipelines are not a real solution to climate change.
There are tried and true ways to solve our climate crisis that are better uses of our public tax dollars than this questionable technology that, you know, puts risky pipelines in our backyards, that destroys farmland.
The pipeline companies argue capturing carbon is important to getting the U.S. to net zero emissions. Navigator CO2 is proposing a pipeline network from South Dakota and Nebraska east to Illinois. Spokesperson Elizabeth Burns-Thompson says Navigator will capture 15 million metric tons of CO2 each year.
We will not meet our goals if we don't institute a variety of tools and tactics, carbon capture being one of those. Is it the golden key? No. But when partnered alongside other developments, investments, tools, technologies, that is how we make true progress, and we do so in a quantifiable fashion.
University of Minnesota engineering professor Jason Hill says, yes, there may be some calculated reduction of CO2.
But when you zoom out and look at the broader implications of pumping that carbon dioxide underground, the picture doesn't look so rosy.
Hill says greenhouse gases will be used to move the CO2, and long-term, these pipelines perpetuate using fuel for transportation.
When in fact, we know that vehicle electrification using clean electricity sources or cleaner electricity sources can more quickly get us to our carbon reduction targets.
Still, the Biden administration sees both electric vehicles and carbon capture as key to curb emissions. All three pipeline companies are working to get easements from landowners across the Midwest and state permits. I'm Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.
This is the first in an ongoing series by Harvest Public Media about the proposed CO2 pipelines. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny with a high of 63 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Luis Velasquez, May Antar, Eric Schmidt, and Katie Pikus. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.